Peters reporting the Supreme Court preserves access to a widely used abortifacient, throwing out a legal challenge from pro-life advocates.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lack the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former President Trump returned to Washington to meet with GOP officials today to discuss strategies for the 2024 campaign. Trump says the GOP is united.
This is an outstanding group of people. I'm with them 1,000%. They're with me 1,000%. We agree just about on everything, and if there isn't, we work it out.
A tropical disturbance has brought a rare flash flood emergency to much of southern Florida. Floridians prepared to weather more heavy rainfall today and Friday. Bus passenger Ramon Castro tells WPLG-TV even that big of a vehicle was swamped by South Florida floodwaters.
Bus driver says, I can't go any further. I've never seen anything like that where the water's coming into the bus.
The disorganized storm system was pushing across Florida from the Gulf of Mexico at roughly the same time as the early June start of hurricane season, which this year is forecast to be among the most active in recent memory. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 65 points. This is SRN News. British politicians are urged to support marriage.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee judge has ordered a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from allegedly leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at a Nashville Christian school. Star News Digital Media is accused of violating a court order. The company denies the charges and is currently suing to get more records of the case released to the public. The transgender shooter murdered 3 children and 3 adults in the assault at Covenant, a private Christian school. This is SRN News. A huge fraud case in Minnesota.
A watchdog report says a Minnesota state agency's inadequate oversight of a federal program that was meant to provide food to kids created the opportunities that led to the theft of $250 million in one of the country's largest pandemic aid fraud cases. The Office of the Legislative Auditor says the State Department of Education failed to act on warning signs, that it did not effectively exercise its authority, and that it was ill-prepared to respond. 70 people have been charged for their alleged roles in the scheme. The state agency disputes the findings. John Scott reporting.
Wildlife experts have hit a dead end in their quest to determine how a gray wolf arrived in southern Michigan for the first time in more than 100 years. The wolf was killed in January by a hunter who said he had mistaken it for a coyote. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.